Well, hello, dear listener. How are you today? I ask because I care. And as you know, life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to help you on your journey we call life. So let's get started. I have been reading that loneliness is at an epidemic proportion these days. And that suicides are up, way up in the world. And that's sad, just really, really sad. And sadness is an energy. And energy can be released into the atmosphere. That can't be good, right? Too much sadness in the air has to affect us all in some way or another. Something I've noticed, something that has appeared on my life radar, I like to say, I see couples at restaurants, nice restaurants, you know, like Denny's. They're sitting across from each other, maybe even next to each other, but they're looking at their phones. They're not talking. They're not engaged with each other. Just alone with their glowing screens. Human animals have a primitive need for intimacy, for human connection. We thrive on connections. And connections more than just superficial. Don't text me when you're sitting just right next to me. Oh, that's deep and it rhymed. I may just say that again. Hold on. Don't text me when you're next to me. Oh yeah, that was good. I liked that. That was very good. Now, think about this. What does it mean to be lonely? How do we live if we're not intimate, engaged with another human? How do we connect with other people, particularly if we don't find speaking easy? Is sex a cure for loneliness? And if it is, what happens if our body or our sexuality is considered deviant or damaged in some way? If we are ill or unpleased with beauty? And it is technologically helping us with these things. Does it draw us closer together or trap us behind screens? That's Olivia Lang from her new book, The Lonely City, Adventures in the Art of Being Alone. You should check it out. So think about it. Are our phones killing our happiness? Do you only find happiness through your phone? Ask yourself those questions. Don't be imprisoned by your cell phone. Don't let your phone be your prison cell. Freedom, free yourself. This is Larry wishing you namaste.